Hello everyone and welcome back. So I am recording again, as you may have known already from my previous episode, so let's get into it. Alright, so today's episode is on Aaron Mitchell Anderson. He went missing at 1 year old. So as of right now, he would be 33. Also, before I get started, they did do an age progression photo, so if you are interested in seeing that, just search his name on the internet and you will see it. Okay, so he was 1 year old, 2'4" and only 32 pounds. So the details of his disappearance, there's not a lot, but I figured this is a good one to cover. So Aaron was last seen playing in his family's yard at approximately 4:30 p.m. on April 7th of 1989. He was just playing in the backyard at his family's house. His mother left him unattended for just a few minutes, and he disappeared by the time she went back to watch him. Aaron has not been seen or heard from since. And since he was 1 year old, he was outside alone playing. She thought it was okay. But then when she came back, he was gone. And who would not be freaked out by that? Authorities initially believed that Aaron had simply fallen into the river, which their home is bordered on, and they thought that he drowned. The river's called Snake River. An intensive search of divers, boats, and planes took place. The divers searched the bottom of the river and found no trace of Aaron or his clothing that he was wearing that day. The police did say that if he was in the river, that something would have floated, like his clothing, but in fact it had not. They also used bloodhounds later on, and they were used to search for Aaron. The bloodhounds did detect his scent, but it did not go into the river. So at this point, the police know that he wasn't in the river, but it traced his scent into a road at the front of his house, and it stopped there, which normally means that he got in a vehicle and the bloodhounds could no longer trace the scent after that. And I'm surprised, honestly, that they could still trace it after him being gone for a little while and them doing other stuff before even using bloodhounds. But investigators believe that it is possible that he entered a vehicle and that he was abducted at that point. Both of Aaron's parents, Steve and Paulette Anderson, believe that their son was abducted and is not aware of his past or that they are searching for him. They think that he is still living and they never believed him to be dead. So they criticize the initial investigation into his disappearance as police only focused on drowning theory and his disappearance. Investigators did not admit that they mainly kept their focus on the Snake River and ignored over 20 other potential leads which pointed away from the Snake River. Both Steve and Paulette have since moved to St. Paul, Minnesota. They have sent their DNA to multiple agencies and hope that they may locate Aaron genetically, or that he may come forward one day and say that he thinks that he was abducted. His case still remains open and unsolved. Investigators have expressed their belief that someone may know something and have urged whoever might have information on Anderson's whereabouts to come forward. So it's crazy that these people probably abducted Aaron and that he, like, had to have had childhood photos unless they waited a while until he started to like look different from his disappearance pictures so he wouldn't find out. But then I know there's a lot of kids out there that are like, well, I don't have very many kid photos. Maybe ask your parents about that or look into it yourself, you know? I've always thought about that. Like, what if you don't have a lot? Maybe there's a good reason for it. All right, well, I am going to hop into the next segment of the show where I talk about a sweatshirt giveaway. So stay tuned for that, guys. Okay, so before I sign off, I wanted to mention the sweatshirt giveaway that I am doing. So you can email me at missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com, and you just have to send in your name and your size of your sweatshirt by October 14th, guys. On October 14th, I am going to generate all of the names that I have been given, and then I'm going to do a random selection and let it decide who gets the free sweatshirt. So in your email, you actually don't have to send me your address. I will follow up on the 15th with who won. I'll email you and send you the information that I need. But on October 14th, I'm going to do an episode, and at the end of that episode, I will let everyone know who won, and then that person can be looking out in their inbox for me. But yeah, so if this goes well and a lot of people actually want something like this, I may eventually start selling merch just to help me, you know, keep the podcast going. I want to get some more equipment. Like, I want to get a very nice mic. So if you guys are interested in not only the free sweatshirt, but you do want merch later on, just email me or send me a voice memo on Anchor. You can do that with your name and your sweatshirt size if you want, and then I can just voice message you back if you win. So don't forget, sweatshirt giveaway, you have to enter by October 14th at missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. I'll catch you later.